Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 162. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, Jesus, I trust in you, January 1st, 1937. Chart of internal control of the soul, particular examine, to be united with the merciful Christ. Practice, inner silence, strict observance of silence. The conscience, January. God and the soul, silence. Victories, 41, falls, 4. Exclamatory prayer, but Jesus remained silent. February, God and the soul, silence. Victories, 36, falls, 3. Exclamatory prayer, Jesus, I trust in you. March, God and the soul, silence. Victories, 51, falls, 2. Exclamatory prayer, Jesus, enkindle my heart with love. April, God and the soul, silence. Victories, 61, falls, 4. Exclamatory prayer, with God I can do all things. May, God and the soul, silence. Victories, 92, falls, 3. Exclamatory prayer, in his name is my strength. June, God and the soul, silence. Victories, 64, falls, 1. Exclamatory prayer, all for Jesus. July, God and the soul, silence. Victories, 62, falls, 8. Exclamatory prayer, Jesus, rest in my heart. August, God and the soul, silence. Victories, 88, falls, 7. Exclamatory prayer, Jesus, you know. September, God and the soul, silence. Victories, 99, falls, 1. Exclamatory prayer, Jesus, hide me in your heart. October, God and the soul, silence. Victories, 41, falls, 3. Exclamatory prayer, Mary, unite me with Jesus. November, God and the soul, silence. Victories, falls, exclamatory prayer, O my Jesus, have mercy. December, God and the soul, silence. Victories, falls, exclamatory prayer, hail, living host. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the year 1937, general exercises. O most holy Trinity, as many times as I breathe, as many times as my heart beats, as many times as my blood pulsates through my body, so many thousand times do I want to glorify your mercy. I want to be completely transformed into your mercy and to be your living reflection, O Lord. May the greatest of all divine attributes, that of your unfathomable mercy, pass through my heart and soul to my neighbor. Help me, O Lord, that my eyes may be merciful, so that I may never suspect or judge from appearances, but look for what is beautiful in my neighbor's souls and come to their rescue. Help me that my ears may be merciful, so that I may give heed to my neighbor's needs and not be indifferent to their pains and moanings. Help me, O Lord, that my tongue may be merciful, so that I should never speak negatively of my neighbor, but have a word of comfort and forgiveness for all. Help me, O Lord, that my hands may be merciful and filled with good deeds, so that I may do only good to my neighbors and take upon myself the more difficult and toilsome tasks. Help me that my feet may be merciful, so that I may hurry to assist my neighbor, overcoming my own fatigue and weariness. My true rest is in the service of my neighbor. Help me, O Lord, that my heart may be merciful, so that I myself may feel all the sufferings of my neighbor. I will refuse my heart to no one. I will be sincere even with those who, I know, will abuse my kindness. And I will lock myself up in the most merciful heart of Jesus. I will bear my own suffering in silence. May your mercy, O Lord, rest upon me. You yourself command me to exercise the 3 degrees of mercy. The first, the act of mercy, of whatever kind. The second, the word of mercy, if I cannot carry out a work of mercy. I will assist by my words. The third, prayer. If I cannot show mercy by deeds or words, I can always do so by prayer. My prayer reaches out even there where I cannot reach out physically. O my Jesus, transform me into yourself, for you can do all things. The chart is dated from 1937. That was the year before St. Faustina died, and she suffered from a number of health problems during that year. The chart is of internal control of the soul, and it's very interesting. Apparently, each sister was asked during her particular examen of conscience each day to track her union with the merciful Jesus, to practice inner silence and the strict observance of silence, which usually would be after the grand silence at 10 p.m. at night. Now, just a word about the examen or the examination of conscience. Usually, the sisters each day would have a particular examen of conscience and a general examen of conscience, one at probably midday and one in the evening. During the particular examen of conscience, they would be trying to grow during 1 month in a particular virtue, and they would look at that virtue and see how they had grown in that virtue that month or not grown. That day, they would do it each day. And then the general examination of conscience in the evening was to look over the whole day and see how one had grown in the spiritual life. So there's a chart here in which, over the course of a year, she records her victories and failures in keeping silence. And then each month there was a new exclamatory prayer that could be offered up to the Lord each day. Her victories in keeping silence far outnumbered her failures. She must have kept track in her journal each day after the examen and then added up the numbers each month. But November and December are not kept. We don't know. Perhaps she was sick that month and not able to do it. The general exercises next were probably written during her annual spiritual exercises or her week-long retreat. And here she makes a kind of entrustment of every part of her body to God so that each of these parts can become an instrument of his mercy. And then in the end she writes of the three degrees of mercy, an act of mercy, a word of mercy, and a prayer. So the most important is to do an act of mercy, to demonstrate love by putting it into action, by putting it into a deed, to help someone in need. And if that's not possible, at least a word of mercy, to say something merciful to someone who is in need. And again, if that's not possible, we can always pray for a person from afar. And then finally, she asks to be transformed into Jesus. And that is something that we should all pray for, that all of us can become more and more like Jesus every day.